Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Good morning, Giles.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask you how you are.
Well, it comes and goes. Mm. We've talked quite a lot about whether or not what we do about the podcast this week. Mm-hmm. It's all quite difficult because we have just before we've started recording, been chatting with Neil about something else. I'm feeling all reasonably jolly and, hey, let's do the podcast. The mood I was in an hour ago when I was on Times Radio and trying not to cry when I was talking is very different. And also the reasons for why one might want to, you know, I'm so sad because of dead babies and dead old people and dead bombing, although I am, but I was actually, the way tears so often are self-pity, when they were asking me to talk about it on Times Radio, on the slot that I usually do, I didn't really want to. And I felt it was awful because I don't feel that any opinion is worth voicing. Or there's nothing new to say, or you can't help anything, or what does it matter what I think? I'm not an expert, but nobody is. So there you are. I think my main thing the last 3 or 4 days, shut up, shut up, shut up, all you people. Yeah. On social media, all you people, you know, my opinion about this, you know, something like this happens and you come in with your sympathies wherever they may be, and they're not going to change from this. They're just exaggerated. And then just thinking, oh, and what? And now I have to talk on the radio about it, write a column about it or not write a column about it, podcast about it or not podcast. We've decided we'll talk about it, haven't we, for a bit.
We'll give it a go, yeah.
And then we'll maybe move on to some light stuff. You know,
okay.
I mean, I'm looking forward to getting on to, you know, Snoop Dogg's wine.
Yeah.
But first, you know, the worst fucking thing I can imagine. Never before has the name of this podcast, which for me has always been very important and ironic and sort of underlining of everything that we do. Giles Corran has no idea. Which sounds, sorry, I'm talking about myself in the third person, like some self-aggrandizing footballer or Julius Caesar. But the point is, it's called Giles Corran Has No Idea. Never has an idea. And we have that, it has that bivalent meaning, which is, Giles Corran hasn't got an idea for a column, so here he is talking to his wife, looking for an idea for a column, but also Giles Corran has no idea. And whenever I do something on Twitter that people disagree with, I mean about Boris Johnson, his fans go, oh yeah, Giles Corran's got no idea, couldn't be more true. Mm-hmm. And nobody has any idea. But everyone is giving their opinions, everyone is filling the air you're with what they think. You're right, and I've always seen my job as being to think of something new and original which you hadn't thought of.
Yeah.
To say about mm-hmm. this subject, usually funny, but not always. But mm-hmm. here's an angle you haven't thought of, and everything's been thought of. So like everyone else, I put it away. We're talking about me because it's my podcast. It's obviously it's you. There's a slight thing where I'm Jewish, which makes me, but it's like it shouldn't.
Well,
there's a slight thing where I'm Jewish, so I do feel that there's a, and that I am.
But even that, I mean, God, even the fact that you are you have Jewish parents. You find yourself sort of qualifying it. Yes, you're Jewish, but you never had a bar mitzvah, and
I was circumcised by a moil.
Synagogue.
I was circumcised at 8 days old by a moil when I was held down by my great grandpa Harry, who was born in Plonsk in what is now Poland in 1885, but didn't have citizenship because Jews weren't allowed to be citizens of any of those countries of Eastern Europe. And in 1903, he was chased out of the country at the point of pitchforks. By the anti-Semitic Pole/Lithuanian/Ukrainian/Russians and fortunately came here to about 3 miles away, came to Shoreditch. Luckily, he didn't go to Israel, because if he had, it might have been my children that were... Fucking hell.
So what I have observed over the last few days, particularly with you, is that it is people who are not Jewish, and perhaps, and I'm not Jewish, but I grew up in a very Jewish community. We were the only non-Jews on our street. Is that people often conflate, either sort of or purposefully or not purposefully, they conflate all Jewish people with Israel. And it's not really that simple. And the way that a lot of particularly British Jews feel about Israel isn't that simple.
Well, it's quite simple when it comes down to it. I don't write about it or talk about it or think about it or really care about it until then now. Mm-hmm. When with this sort of thing. And I spent time, in the 80s at university, obviously with campuses, students in this country, broadly anti-Semitism is what holds them together while everything else goes wrong, whether it's the rents or paying for their student fees or the food or the syllabus is a bit right. Broadly, it is anti-Semitism that holds the student bodies together. It was then and it is now. Now it's a refusal across the board in this country from student bodies to dissociate themselves from the actions of Hamas. And they could show support for Palestine, as I would, while not showing support for Hamas. It's not that hard to make that declaration, and they won't do it, not even Cambridge. Obviously places like the University of East Anglia, obviously Sussex, obviously those hotbeds of broadly Islamic anti-Semitism aren't going to. You wouldn't, it's SOAS, obviously. But when I was there, it was, I think it was between the first and second Intifada, that was when everyone was just talking about, yeah, down with Israel, down with Israel. Yeah, what about that, Giles? You're a Jew. What about that? And I would sort of vaguely try and defend the idea of the state while being bored with it and not thinking it had anything to do with me.
Right.
And most of the time, one doesn't. But then people do. So people turn, assume that as a Jew you're going to have an opinion. They'll assume you're supporting the state, which you probably broadly are. The problem is I chose, for example, on Monday to write a column for Tuesday, not about it really hard and really direct, just to talk about explaining the situation to my son, to Sam, and what Sam said about it, and how Sam didn't want me to write about it, because when I wrote about Ukraine and tried to be funny and satirical, I got pilloried. But I got communications from all sorts of people, surprised and slightly angry, that I hadn't written seriously about what was going on. Like I had anything to say. What, dragging a 90-year-old Holocaust survivor from her bed and shooting her in the garden? It's really bad, says Giles Corran. We must, you know what, the fuck am I supposed to do with that? Mm. Or any of the other details, and we'll talk in a minute about why you don't, I'm sorry I named a detail and you don't want to hear the detail.
No, I know
and,
that one.
That's no, no, good. And you're right, no one needs any new ones. Oh, turns out those Hamas, you know, the more you hear about them, the less there is to like, sort of thing.
Right.
I also have had on social media, Twitter less, because I don't do it, but Instagram, a lot, which is, say, dozens of people. Why aren't you speaking out about this? Angry. Mostly they're Jewish, but why, you, with your voice, you've got 50,000, which isn't that many, followers on Instagram, 200,000 followers on Twitter. Why have you said nothing? You're keeping quiet. I posted something else. I was disgusted in a restaurant yesterday when a guy sitting next to me, a young kid, took out his Invisalign internal braces while eating noodles. He went, wretched, took out and put these two things on the table. And that's disgusting. And I tweeted that. I Instagrammed that. So people were, how can you Instagram when there's people being, fucking hell, how can I do that? How do I live? My whole family were fucking gassed in the Holocaust. We came here and we have jobs. How does one tell me that I have to comment about it? So then I find myself, I do comment about it or I don't. And what, you know?
Well, I think that, I mean, as you know, I despise all social media and stay well away from it. And I think this instance, the situation, is a very, very clear example of how social media and humans don't mix, because you are entitled to grieve in this situation, because it is hugely, hugely, even if you are not a practicing Jew, even if your children do not go to Jewish schools, even if you are basically broadly a deracinated Jew, it is very, very scary. And you are allowed to retreat and grieve for the situation. And but social media wants to know now what you think. Now what do you think? And you've got to think this. And if you don't think this, then you're that sort of person.
Yes, fine. Well, so then your hatred of social media, not with that, in this current instance, yes, that would be justified. It'd be, people keep trying to post film of stuff I don't need to see. When I've been told that a thing has happened in the paper, I do not need to see video. But these, they're trying to stop you seeing this, and they put it up. So yes, one should.
Yes, the detail. If you want to talk about the detail, so I am very. We had a very slightly scratchy moment last night when you were trying to tell me about something that had happened in Israel, and I said no, and you said why no, and I said because I don't. You know, I will engage with the horrifying detail. I would like to engage with that on my own terms. I'm not scared of it, but I don't want to be ambushed by it.
And I'm afraid in the back of my mind, I'm thinking very slightly, it's all right for you. I grew up with my great aunt with her tattoos from Auschwitz, whose family were all treated like this. Either no one knows, we don't know how some of them died, shot in forests, heads smashed in with mallets, possibly just starved, maybe typhus in Auschwitz, maybe they were gassed. And I sort of think, if I'm saying it, I'm changing to go out and play sport in the evening. And did you see they did with the baby? And you go, no. And I'm inside, I'm probably thinking, it's all very well for a Gentile like you to say no, but you have to listen to our, you know, it's bollocks.
It is, because you're
completely right.
No, I understand it is an enormous privilege that I don't have to deal with that in my history.
But also the interesting point I wanted to say, you obviously, and you shouldn't have to be Jewish. Obviously, you don't have to be Jewish. I wonder, is the Jewishness anything? To some people,
yes,
my Jewishness means
yeah.
I should comment. Yeah. I was thinking earlier about Rwanda. Now, Rwanda, it has not, things that happened were of a similar gravity, but on a, as it happens, on a far higher numerical scale than what has yet happened in Israel. This isn't whataboutery. And it is absolutely true that Rwanda was something which you just let pass through. Their lives seem to me to be different enough from my life. And while thinking, yes, it's very tragic, I didn't think of it happening to me in quite the same way. And one of the things was, asked, pinned down, tell me what is it between the Hutu and the Tutsi? Who started it? Who was the president? Who died in a plane flight? Why did it start? Who was mostly massacring who? They will mostly go, ooh, and they're not sure. And I then start, you know, they didn't take it very, it's a million people, more than a million people killed in very similar hands-on ways. If you're making qualitative differences, done with knives by neighbours to neighbours. I mean, it was as bad. And it sort of got put away, and people. And I suddenly realised, well, that's how people look at Israel-Palestine to a degree. I'm not saying you, but why, if you haven't got a dog in the fight? It's not hard for me to remember which ones are the Jews and which ones are the Arabs. Who was there first? Who was there last? Who's entitled to what? What borders changed in 1948, 67 and 73? What the Israelis think their entitlement is towards the suppression of the Palestinians, whether it's a good or a bad thing, what rights the Palestinians should have. It's all intuitive to me. But to other people, they're just like the Hutu and the Tutsi. Why? It's a load of big noses. In that bit by the Mediterranean, isn't it quite near Egypt? I think it's quite near Egypt, isn't it up there? Or is it Turkey? I forget. Anyway, they're all keen. Fuck it, who cares? You know, I'm just going to espouse the ones that all my fellow students seem to be on. I like that green, white and black flag's nice. I think I'll wave that.
And Free Palestine just sounds, it sounds morally correct, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you are unfamiliar with the situation.
Yes. Tell you one of the actual things is I'm sitting here trying to think, come Saturday, am I writing about it? I know that the powers that be wanted me to do on Tuesday. They expressed slight disappointment that I didn't. And I feel that I will be expected to on Saturday. Do I resist it and say, no, it's time to laugh at Snoop Dogg's rosé?
Yeah.
Or how am I going to be at any one moment? There'll be some new. They'll say some new thing. Here's what they did to this bunch of people. And how will I? I'll be halfway through Snoop Dogg's rosé. And is it going to be nicer or less nice than Tupac's Chardonnay?
Kylie Minogue's.
Kylie's whatever. Yeah. And it's like, And okay, so I could, so then I think, well, I'll think of the best possible take on this. I'll think of something new. And everyone's going, Danny Finkelstein's piece is so good. And I read it and it is good, but it's nothing I hadn't thought or didn't know because I've grown up with a similar background to him. Even the very idea of trying to come up with a brilliant column about this seems to me to be vain.
Well, yes.
Seems to me to be going, it's the two things. You either address something or ignore it. You go through your cycles of, it's famously with grief, whatever the cycle is, from denial to false hope to whatever the, I remember how it goes. Yeah. You know, at one moment I'm sitting in a Chinese restaurant eating some food and that bloke's taken his dentures out. That's fucking disgusting. I'll post that. It's funny. An hour later, someone's saying they're in a state of mind where they're thinking, oh my God, the world's ending and they're killing babies. How can he post that? That person's probably reasonably right. I've taken that down because a few minutes later, I didn't feel it was the right thing. So that's why he does. So, but here I am on Wednesday morning trying to find something to write about. And so the truth is, when it comes, I have to wait and see what's happening, how I'm feeling on Friday morning. And maybe you write about how you can't write or something. But how interesting is that for people? I don't know.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Elsewhere this week, we are seeing the continued renaissance of rappers, turning from sort of blingy, faintly aggressive people to nice old grandpas.
Are we?
Well, did you see the story about 50 Cent sponsoring a Welsh girls football team this week?
No.
50 Cent has sponsored a Welsh girls football team because one of the mums of one of the girls on the football team works for his production company or something like that and wrote to him saying...
Is that the only football team that's left? He's heard that Ryan Reynolds has got a Welsh football team. Can I just have a tiny... Are you boiling hot? How come you're in your zipped-up hoodie?
Am I boiling hot? Aren't I boiling hot?
Aren't you boiling hot?
I'm really cold.
Are you?
Yeah,
I'm slightly distracted. We've got it zipped up to the neck and that long dangly zip, as you talk, is just going wobble, wobble, wobble.
Do you want me to take it off or push it away?
I'm just saying.
I didn't sleep well and I'm distressed. And when I'm distressed, I get really cold. So I'm cold. Okay. I've had a distressing situation. I'm distressed on your behalf. I would never say that the situation in Israel has affected me because I am very sad and sorry.
It shouldn't have affected
you. Of course, only on the level that people are dying and it's awful.
My whole thing is that I don't feel that my Jewishness ought to be... I'd be really depressing if I thought that I only gave a shit because I'm a Jew. And I would...
No, but... Okay, but so this is actually a bit of a crux of the problem, right? Not the problem, but a situation. Is it worse for you because you're Jewish? Yes. Because it is triggering and scary in a way that it isn't for me.
I do feel slightly annoyed with all non-Jews, and you're the only one in this house, apart from Leon, he's leaving quite soon. You know what I mean? There is slightly...
Of course.
I want you to care a lot, but not just because of me, and...
I grew up in Golders Green.
No, but that's not good enough. You don't get to feel as strongly as me just because you grew up in Golders Green. I'm thinking but not thinking. I understand you have great sympathy for the Jews and you've married one. It's fine. You're exonerated. It's okay. And
sympathy.
It's just, it's all, look, everyone.
I feel sad for that. I feel, I miss the days when people would go, oh, I'm an honorary Jew. Are you fuck? Right. Fuck off.
Yes. Can I be an honorary not?
Can I be an honorary
and
somewhere
also,
else?
Can I acknowledge that there are, that Arabs who be sitting around, whether they have podcasts or columns or not, or Palestinians in exile here or whatever, who will be feeling equally the same as me. How the fuck do I do anything or think about anything because of what is happening in Palestine? I mean, I'm aware of all of that. I'm just... But anyway,
so the rehabilitation of...
So Fitty's got a football team, right?
Fitty's got a football team and it's a Welsh girls football team, which is just sort of the cutest thing I've ever heard. And also the kind of ongoing renaissance and the rehabilitation of Snoop Dogg, who is also turning into like a nice old grandpa.
He's not.
Have you... Okay, but...
He's horrid.
What? Why do you think he's horrid?
He does those. He did those Just Eat ads. When they did this story that he's launched a rosé, I thought, his greatest crime yet. and the piece in The Times said, the hip-hop star was once banned from entering Britain after fighting with police, vandalising a duty-free shop. Well, as I say, the worst thing is selling rosé. And then he also, like, he probably promoted drugs and violence or something. Making a shit rosé is worse.
How do you know it's shit? Minogue's rosé is very nice.
Have you heard what he said? I'd love to be able to do an impression of his voice, but I just can't really.
What does Snoop Dogg sound like? Does he sound like that? I can't do his
that?
Voice.
Blanche DuBois.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Snoop Dogg has got a very particular voice that I can't do.
It's a much better piece I read online than I think it must have been a longer version of Andrew.
Yeah,
Arson's
they put your pieces longer online. Yeah,
fine. So for example, it's things like he hasn't made it. He's just said it goes with everything. And I've had my
it goes with my Just Eat.
I've had my homies make it. It tastes of strawberries. It's great. And then he's also said, yeah, it's grown from grapes in California, which reminds me of my time on the West Side. And you go, what? Where is your West Coast? Because isn't there a thing with him, like he was West Coast and then he was East Coast? Or something?
I don't know.
Celebrity. Here's the thing about celebrities making wines and what this story does. I'm not so interested in the rehabilitation of rappers.
Sure.
Because I don't know much about them. It's really interesting, says The Times, that all these famous people, like Sir Cliff Richard and Graham Norton and Gary Barlow and Ian Botham and Kylie Minogue and Gordon Ramsay, what do they all have in common, those people? Their whole life has been devoted to making money. It's all they care about, right? All they care about. Here's something else I can sell. It's all it is.
Yeah.
It's like the celebrity books. It's like, oh, it's like, it is, Rosé, it's the cozy crime celebrity endeavour. Oh, everyone's buying cozy crime. I'll write one or whisper it. Have one written for me by someone else. My agents will get some kid to write a book and I'll put my name on it and then I can sell it because I'm on the telly a lot and people buy my stuff and people think I'm like, why don't we give them something to sell? And they're going, oh, shall I make a wine or shall I make a book? Wine or book or possibly cheeseburgers?
It used to be pasta sauces.
Pasta sauces, exactly. Lloyd Gross and Paul Newman. This is just a thing to sell and it's... Anyone who buys, I mean, look, they've seen the story of George Clooney with his Casamigos. He sold it for $1 million or something.
Oh, yeah,
million,
he does
billion
he does,
dollars.
Like,
sorry,
whiskey,
a million.
Tequila.
Diageo, $1 billion was the deal that he did with them. And Ryan Reynolds, who has this other Welsh football team. He does whiskey. Aviator sold out for a million. All they're interested in, these people, is making money.
The fuck is wrong with you? Just I want you out there. Turfing over that garden, vines up, rosé, please.
I'll call the wine Angry Jew. Yeah, moving on.
Okay, let's move on.
What about bed bugs?
I am the main pest controller of the house, aren't I? We were overrun with mice because we're in a rickety North London townhouse, so I got the cat. In the countryside, we are overrun by rats. At the moment, we are overrun by flies. When the children
it's basically
had their,
the plagues, isn't it?
It's absolutely the
place. Soon it's going to be murrain, blood and frogs.
Well, we had, when the children were smaller, we were overrun by lice and threadworms. And I dealt with all of those pestilences. And it's absolutely fine. I live here too. Those are my jobs. I don't mind. I don't want bed bugs. Because you have to wash everything and you have to get the fumigators in. You have to throw away your mattress. And it's just like a really big, terrible deal. I'm not sure how you're going to get a column out of it, though.
Do you know the problem is that when you're thinking about bed bugs, I then start thinking about Palestine. I'm just feeling all excited about, I might write something about bed bugs. Mm-hmm. And then I go, But anyway,
you're not equating bedbugs with Palestine. You just mean you.
No,
just
no. Then... I just mean you're talking about. No. I'm not thinking. I think bedbugs. That's quite interesting. And then your mind goes back. It's like when somebody's recently died, or you've recently fallen in love, and something's going on, and you're thinking, "Oh God, I've remembered. I fell in love with her. That's right. Nice." And the other way around is if you just your relationship's broken up, or somebody's mm-hmm. died. You know, you're trying to get your shit together because after your dad's died, and you go and you're going out having a meal, you have a glass of wine, and then oh yeah, I'm going to watch the football. Set. Oh, daddy died.
It's the bad thing. In the
so there's it's the bad. So, but you have. So it's a question of come Saturday, am I pushing it out? This is all me, because I'm in the podcast. I mean, this is a problem for everybody.
This is your platform, mate. You do what you like with it.
But it's so no. But so look, I did. So you, am I going to push it all out mm-hmm. and get something out about bed bugs,
right?
Or am I going to write about it? And it's like, fuck bed bugs. Here's what I'm wondering about.
Okay.
What are we going to do about bed bugs and they being careful on public transport? There is a certain section of society, and mm-hmm. we know who they are and we know what I think about them, who will no doubt suggest the wearing of masks, first of all. And then they will suggest possibly the limiting of people in public spaces, the closing of schools. We will be stockpiling bog roll before you know it. And there are people out there, the ninnies and the soppies and the lefties and the... whatever it is, 2 million people in the public sector currently claim to be sick from work, who will all go, oh, bedbugs, great, lockdown, end of society, everyone go home. Yeah. Is there a piece there? Is that the response to bedbugs?
Why not? That's certainly not an argument anyone else... If you're talking about being original and having an opinion that no one else is going to make, that's really...
Because we're just sitting there ready. There is half people in this country are just waiting for an excuse for another lockdown.
Yeah.
All the sort of works, all the fucking teachers... Can't wait. Send the kids home. Bedbugs.
Yeah, close the airport so none of the bedbugs can get in.
No more flying. End of holiday.
Yeah.
Phew, that we're going to get British tourism back on track.
Yes, exactly. Everyone go on back on holiday to Cornwall.
Where, go to France.
Where Cornwall hates you and doesn't want you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that could work.
There's a bedbug column.
There's a bedbug column. That's pretty good. Yeah, I quite like that. That's a good piece. That would work. And quite fun to write, to kind of develop your argument.
It would be.
And then by the end, it's like...
And then
and call off Christmas.
And then people will look on Saturday, what the fuck is he writing about this for?
You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
To find out what I wrote about in the end, pick up a copy of the paper or treat yourselves to a digital subscription.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.